The mother of missing Illinois State University grad student Jelani Day is wondering why his case isn't getting as much attention as that of Gabby Petito. Petito was reported missing September 11th. Her case has drawn national media attention and is being investigated by the FBI. Remains believed to be Petito were located September 19th and are currently undergoing a forensic identification. Day has been missing since August 24th. A body recovered September 4th from the Illinois River has yet to be identified. In this interview with Sarah Nardi, Carmen Bolden Day gives an update about her son's case.
It's at a standstill, in my opinion, since they found that unidentified body. It doesn't seem to me that they are pushing to continue to look for my son in the expectation that this unidentified body is him. The Bloomington police, who are still technically, it's in their jurisdiction, in their case, because Jelani's still out there and he's missing. So they should be assuming the role of finding him. They're hitting a lot of what they say are dead ends, so to say. I understand there are other crimes that they have to investigate, but it seemed like I only have this one detective, and I understand he has a life outside of his work. But once he stops, does that mean we stop looking for my son? So I am, it's just a frustration.
So are you being told by the Bloomington Police Department that this is an issue of manpower?
I have been told that. I have been told, Carmen, if we had detectives, we would do A, B, and C, and D. So it appears to me that they don't have enough manpower. One day I'm being told that, and then one day I'm being told, well, we've got 2 and 3 detectives, and then I'm being told, well, we'll call you back. The coroner that's supposed to be working on this dead body, they needed DNA. The Illinois State Police did come out and they took the DNA samples. But then they also wanted dental records. I found the information that they needed. They are now telling us that that is at a delay as well because they don't have the chemical. The state lab does not have the chemical that is needed to process the DNA. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but you would think by this being a state lab that they can collaborate with other state agencies or even different state agencies to see, hey, can we borrow some of this chemical? You would think they have some type of connections to get this chemical from somewhere.
So does it seem to you that since this body has been recovered from the Illinois River, that the people have reached the conclusion that this must be Jelani? And because they've concluded that the investigation into the case of your son has really fallen off?
Even though they say that's not the case, it's quite evident that it is because there's been a lack of enthusiasm, a lack of anything. I don't have anything. Peru, they're not telling me anything. I don't know anything. I don't know if it was their child. Maybe there will be an urgency on this. Maybe they would still be looking.
You've mentioned in some of your social media posts that you think that there might be a racial component to the way Jelani's case is being handled. Do you think that it would be handled any differently if this were the case of a missing female grad student with blonde hair and blue eyes?
I'm going to say if this had been a missing grad student that had blonde hair and blue eyes, period, this would have been a whole different situation. I don't think the gender made a difference. I think, and again, I just think that the fact that this is a Black male versus someone that was white, we get a whole different perspective of how it's being handled and how it's looked at.
And you've drawn attention on, again, on your social media posts to the disparity in the way that the case of a missing woman, Gabby Petito, who has blonde hair and blue eyes, has been handled in comparison to the way your son's case has been handled. Gabby's case is getting more media attention, and it's certainly getting more resources. How do you make sense of that as a mother and as a human being?
It's very hard to make sense of because it's like, they're telling me that my son isn't as important. And he is. He's just as important. Like, I'm not sitting in this seat and saying that I'm devaluing this young lady's life, because I can totally understand what her mother and her family is going through. I wouldn't even minimize their pain. I wouldn't do that. But do you not see us? Do you not see me? Do you not see my son? He is loved. He is wanted. He is important.
That was Carmen Bolden, mother of missing ISU grad student Jelani Day. A spokesperson for the Illinois State Police Division of Forensic Services said they cannot comment on open cases, but all DNA cases are a priority. Bloomington police say that while one detective is assigned to Day's case as a manager, other detectives are assigned as needed. BPD says at one point, five detectives were working the case. Carmen Bolden Day spoke with Sarah Nardi.